You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this, would you believe it, is our 100th episode of Spotlight On. Not bad going for a little show set up slightly on a whim during the pandemic. But, you know, 100 episodes later, still going strong, I'm happy to say. But because it's our 100th episode, and because I want to celebrate that and do something special for you, I have got such a treat lined up for you today. Because after years and years of waiting, the stage version of Everybody's Talking About Jamie has finally opened in Nottingham. And boy, oh boy, is it good.
I've got the dreams, I've got the style, I've got the moves to make you smile, so kiss my ass goodbye, 'cause I'm gonna be the
Okay, so I was very kindly invited along to the press night of Everybody's Talking About Jamie at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham, where it's playing until Sunday the 27th of February. And I thought I would just toss my hat into the ring of reviews, because it is a show that a lot of us have been waiting a long time to see, and particularly with the film version that was released last year, I just wanted to share some thoughts about what it's like to actually see Everybody's Talking About Jamie live on stage. So first things first, if this is the first you're hearing about Everybody's Talking About Jamie, then let me bring you up to speed. It is a funny, fabulous, feel-good musical all about a 16-year-old called Jamie New in Sheffield, who wants to be a drag queen and so decides to go to his high school prom in a dress. And it is actually based on the real-life story of Jamie Campbell, who himself was the subject of a BBC Three documentary called Jamie, Drag Queen at 16. So it all sort of came about from that, and the musical had its world premiere in Sheffield, of course, at the Crucible Theatre back in 2017, and it just became an instant smash hit that was then picked up by Nika Burns, who is a West End producer. And the rest, as they say, is history. It played in the West End for a few years. It was nominated for a slew of Olivier Awards. It's got a film adaptation now. It's just opened in Los Angeles for its American debut. And of course, we are still in the midst of an ongoing UK tour. So objectively, if you take just one thing from this podcast, it's that Everybody's Talking About Jamie is on paper a very, very good show. And having now, at long last, seen it for myself on stage, I can only confirm what we already knew. Everybody's Talking About Jamie is bloody brilliant. It is a really strong story, fabulously told through Tom McRae's script, which I will say offers so much more groundwork and character development than the film version of the show. Everyone in the stage show feels very real and rounded, and all the decisions they make and the things that they say come from a place of character understanding, rather than just occasional moments in the film where things feel slightly superficial, in my opinion. The script of the stage show is also so, so funny, and you could really tell that the audience were on board from the very beginning, even down to people booing and gasping at certain moments because they were so invested in the story and the people on stage, which you just love to see. The music by Dan Gillespie-Sells is also as joyous as ever. It's a really good blend of banging pop songs that will lift your spirits and get stuck in your head for so long, coupled seamlessly with some stonking good musical theatre numbers, like the solos from Jamie's Mum in particular. They have a real Mrs. Johnson and Blood Brothers vibe about them, and it just works so well across the board that you have this cohesive blend of different musical styles. There is something for everyone in the music, guaranteed. And I can't mention Jamie's mum, the character of Margaret, without mentioning the phenomenal Amy Ellen Richardson, who plays her. I remember seeing her in the West End version of The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole a few years ago, and I really liked her in that. But this turn in Everybody's Talking About Jamie, God, it blew it out of the water. She is just phenomenal. Her rendition of He's My Boy in the second act was a properly show-stopping moment. Like, you could feel that the audience literally didn't want to stop clapping at the end of it. It was sensational. And I also want to give a special mention to Lisa Marie Holmes, who is an understudy who was on as Ray, Margaret's best friend. Now, understudies are always the backbone of a show and they don't get as much credit as they deserve. So shout out to her anyway for that. But my God, what a voice. She's got this proper classic, almost sultry musical theatre vibe to her, and I just loved it. The song Limited Edition Prom Night Special was cut from the film version of Everybody's Talking About Jamie, but I could just listen to Lisa Marie Holmes sing it all day. She also had such a stage presence and brought a real humour and warmth and strength to the character of Ray, so definitely one to watch out for if you go and see her in the show. I mean, the whole cast were genuinely faultless, so I don't really have time to mention everyone by name, but Sharon Full was so endearing as Pretty Pasha. Britain's Got Talent winner George Sampson proved his acting chops once again as the bully Dean Paxton. Laura Denning, who I also saw in Adrian Mole as well, she was stunning as the teacher Miss Hedge. And Shane Ritchie slightly stole every scene that he was in as Jamie's mentor Hugo. He made the character feel so real without it ever feeling tacky, and his rendition of The Legend of Loco Chanel brought the house down. I mean, I'd gone to see it with my friend who had only seen the film version before this and knew very little about the musical, and she was outraged, like genuinely outraged, that they'd cut The Legend of Loco Chanel from the film version because it was by far her favourite song of the night. And I will actually, on that note, I will say that the stage version does a much better job of showcasing drag culture overall, which is great to see. Like, you get to spend more time with the drag queens who are performing alongside Jamie at the club, and particularly with the ongoing popularity of RuPaul's Drag Race here in the UK, that is something that I think the audience really responded well to, and played fabulously as well by Gary Lee, John Paul McHugh and Rhys Taylor. But the person that I really, really need to mention is Jamie himself. Now, the tour is being led by Leighton Williams, who played the role in the West End and who just took the show to LA at the start of the year. And he is scheduled to be back for most of the run here in Nottingham, if you're interested. But we instead saw the alternate Jamie, played by Adam Taylor, who also covered the role in the West End. And I cannot begin to tell you how much I've fallen in love with him. And not just me either, the entire audience. It was another situation where people physically did not want to stop cheering and applauding at the end of the show when it was just him alone on stage. In fact, he sort of beckoned for everyone to quiet down. And then when it all fell silent, one woman behind us yelled, "You're incredible," which is absolutely true. And it just set everybody off again. But Adam Taylor, God, he is so endearing as Jamie. Like, yes, he is a brilliant leading man, and yes, he's a phenomenal actor, and yes, he's a great singer, and yes, I am incredibly jealous of how well he walks in high heels. But genuinely, the thing that really struck me is how personable he made the character of Jamie. I mentioned earlier that there are moments in the film version, which is all I'd seen properly of Everybody's Talking About Jamie for quite a while before this. There are moments in the film where the characters don't feel quite as developed. It feels a little bit like Jamie has just decided to be a drag queen on a whim, and then because of how it has to streamline the story, it becomes so much the Jamie show that he often feels quite self-centered and self-obsessed as a character, often at the expense of actually being quite rude and mean to people around him. And don't get me wrong, the groundwork for that is all there in the stage show, but at the same time, Jamie feels like such a nice person on stage, like someone you'd want to be friends with and have on your side. And so much of that does come from Adam Taylor's interpretation of the character. He's chatty and he's funny and he's authentic, and he's also an overdramatic teenager who gets things wrong and says things that he doesn't mean and who needs looking after at times. And it was just such a joy to watch him on stage and to get to know the character of Jamie New from scratch all over again. And the woman behind me was right, he really is incredible. And before I go, speaking of incredible people, can I just give a shout out to the woman who was doing the British Sign Language interpretation on stage yesterday? I have looked and looked and looked and I can't find her name anywhere, but she was bloody brilliant. I mean, I am not someone who requires sign language, but it was fascinating and beautiful and so compelling to watch her literally act out the entire show by herself while interpreting for those in the audience who do need it. Like, she put her heart and soul into it, and it is testament that when the curtain call came and everyone got their moment of applause, hers was especially loud because I think everyone in the audience respected what she had been doing. And side note, it's just brilliant that shows are offering things like that, because theatre should be accessible for everyone, and it's great to see opportunities like this being embraced, because it genuinely is so much more engaging watching someone perform the words of the show rather than just reading them on subtitles. It was brilliant to see. Anyway, Everybody's Talking About Jamie is on at the Nottingham Theatre Royal until Sunday the 27th of February. I will say there are very limited seats left and most of the shows have sold out at this point. I mean, to be fair, it's also been like 2 to 3 years since people bought tickets for it. But there are waiting lists available and ticket returns on the day if you want to try and catch it while it is in Nottingham. The tour then does carry on after Nottingham, with the closest dates to us in the East Midlands probably being Sheffield or Milton Keynes in April. So I will leave a link in the post here if you want to find out more, as well as getting a look at the full cast list. I'll also leave a link to Showtime's review of the film version of Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which is available to watch on Amazon Prime. It is not as good as a stage show, but it's still a really good movie musical and actually one of the better adaptations I've seen of a stage show to film. Although they definitely streamlined it and taken out some songs, the plot is still there in its entirety, and actually quite a lot of the lines have been lifted verbatim from the stage show, so it's definitely worth giving it a watch. Because the main thing that I can say, whether you're watching the film or the stage show, Everybody's Talking About Jamie is such a feel-good, fabulous story, and isn't that just exactly what we need right now? So on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening twice. First at 6pm, live on URN at 1350.net with Showtime for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes to run through all the latest theatre news. And then I'll be here again at 7pm straight after that for a brand new episode of Spotlight On as well. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.